Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550, KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver. I'm Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by CB & Potts, which has been home of the CSU Rams since 1974. They've got five Front Range locations, one across from the Flatirons Mall in Broomfield, just west of I-25 on 120th in Westminster, Greenwood Plaza Boulevard off Arapahoe Road in Englewood, C-470 and Broadway in Highlands Ranch, and of course, the original 1415 West Elizabeth in Fort Collins. For great drinks, food, and CSU Rams on their big screen TVs, when the Rams are on the road, go to CB and Potts restaurants. Joining us tonight is Matt Stevens, reporter and columnist for the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Matty, thanks for joining me tonight, buddy.
Yeah, no problem, Joel.
So there's been really no rest for the weary if you cover the CSU Rams over the last year, especially in the recent months, is there?
No, not at all. There is plenty going on with a pretty good basketball team who just suffered a pretty devastating loss. Do you mix that with the one coach leaving, another coach coming, and then there was that stadium thing that happened last month?
You knew there wasn't going to be much of a break after the bowl game, because then you had to go straight into the coaching search and, of course, basketball season. But that coaching search was interesting, to say the least. I want to ask you about that, you know, before we move on to other topics. That had to be pretty surreal when that whole thing went down, and you pretty much gave up your personal life for a couple days, and that was a strange scene. You guys had to camp out in front of Mac's house and try to get the word. You went to the Loveland Airport and tried to track down Jeremy Foley. So it was an interesting couple days, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it definitely was, and you know, we knew they were kind of just going to try to jet out of there as quick as they could. So Kelly hung behind, and I waited in my car just waiting for that SUV to pull out. And photographer and I just followed it. You know, might have ran a couple of red lights, you know, just right there at the end. And it's interesting because Jeremy Foley, the first thing he did was go to the Strangers Country store right there on the I-25 and Windsor exit intersection, and just for about 20 minutes, went in, got a drink, and just bet. I'm just assuming that was, you know, the McWaynes getting their house ready and everything. It was kind of funny. They just got a pit stop, him and the associate AD, you know, got a beverage. I tried to ask him if he's going to offer Jim McWayne the job, and he made it clear he didn't want to talk. And then we followed him the rest of the way. We knew where McWayne's house was, but after they passed the prospect exit, it was pretty clear where they were going. And it was kind of funny because they made a wrong turn. So we got a little confused at first. They went way too far, and then they turned around and met up at McWayne's.
You were tailing them the whole way.
We were. It was funny. You know, but of course, we followed them the whole way, and then the rest of the media is already there waiting. So I just didn't want to risk, you know, just in case they're going to the wrong spot or a different spot. But sure enough, they were at McWayne's.
And you had the first official, well, it was a no comment, but you were the first guy to ask a question to Foley. I think you were the only one that actually got a comment out of him during that process.
Yeah, you know, he just said, "Hey, man, I'm just trying to do my job here." And it's kind of funny because I came straight from a company retreat east of I-25 on Harmony. And so we're told to wear our Coloradoan gear. And I'm pretty much wearing, like, a T-shirt that says Coloradoan. I mean, I'm not dressed up nice and probably just thinks I'm some fanboy just the way I was dressed. It's like, I just came from a retreat. So probably thought I was just someone trying to heckle him a little bit, too. It's like, no, I promise, I'm trying to work in a little bit of an official capacity.
I wanted to ask you, in talking to some people at the Colorado and some people that are very close with CSU, and it seems like there's a little bit of contentiousness between the paper and the university. Do you get that sense? Not just a sense, have you witnessed it?
You know, it depends. I mean, a lot of stuff CSU doesn't like, you know, that we do or report on, and a lot of stuff, you know, they do. I mean, that's kind of, to me, it's that's how things are when you are a, you know, newspaper working with a public university or really any entity. I mean, when I was at the Collegian, I had just as many run-ins with, you know, disagreements with SIDs as I do at the Coloradoan. So to me, it's nothing different. It's just because, truth is, I want the cover. Yes, I went to CSU. I graduated from there, but I'm not going to give them some softball coverage and just do PR because I went there. I still have a job to do. And I like to think that we do a decent job of balancing the critical pieces with the, you know, the more, I guess, put them in a good light, just, you know, with the player features and stuff like that. And I think CSU ultimately understands it. I think Paul Kirk, any disagree, you know, the media relations for sports, their head over there, any disagreements we have are always rectified. It's not anything that really lingers. It's just, you know, we have, it's funny because you look at the media relations staff and you look at the media, and they, while the jobs are similar in a way, they're also so contrasting. You know, so that's a big part of it.
I think part of the contentiousness that I see specifically with fans, but you get it on both sides of the argument because the stadium debate was so passionate and so heated, and there's such strong beliefs on both sides. But do you think that the Coloradoan was fair in its coverage of the stadium debate? I think pro on-campus stadium folks, they felt like the Coloradoan maybe tried to play up the controversy and tried to feed the controversy because it was selling more papers, it was creating more clicks and more views on the website. Do you think that there was that slant? Perhaps the stories and the angles were written to continue to fuel the fire.
I mean, we're definitely playing it up, but you got to also keep in mind that only outlet that was really covering the stadium on a regular basis was the Coloradoan. Other than just the occasional story. And yes, we, you know, played it up, but it's also because it's what readers wanted. And we got just as many saying we were pro, you know, shaming us for being pro, as that shamed us for, you know, being against the stadium, or supposedly against it. And you gotta keep in mind that about three years ago now, I believe Coloradoan editorial board actually came out in favor of the stadium.
So I think that the argument is from people who are pro-stadium, they think that you kept fueling the debate by playing up the fact that there's such a huge faction of anti-stadium people when perhaps there wasn't. And I bring up the poll. You guys did the poll. And I think a lot of pro-stadium people were really against that poll and thought it was unfair because there's not a true sample of people. You can't control the sample of who's responding. And I think there was just a lot of angst that saying that the Coloradoan is really playing up the stadium for the anti-people because it kept the debate raging and raging.
So yes, you know, there were a lot of stories, and you know, you mentioned the poll that our unscientific poll that said about 60% are against the stadium, and then of course Sosh comes out and does their what they claim to be a scientific poll, and it has just about the same thing. It's 59% or 60% of the Fort Collins community against the stadium. And to me, that's not necessarily shocking when you just look at Fort Collins in general. I mean, you have a lot of people who live here who really just don't care. So, you know, if they're not in favor, they might just vote against. But ultimately, what they say is, you know, somewhat irrelevant because it came down to what the board voted, and only one abstained from voting in favor of the stadium. So, you mentioned clicks and all that, and the truth is, any newspaper that claims it's not trying to get any extra clicks is, first of all, lying, and second of all, probably failing financially. That doesn't mean clickbait or cheap stuff like that, but you want people reading your stories, you want to write more stories, and you want to write good stories that actually not create controversy, but move the conversation forward. And that's the key thing. If you want a story that tells that next part where you can keep driving conversation in your community and with your readers in the comments section, hopefully, even though on stadium it usually doesn't stay this way, but hopefully keep it relatively civil. So, you know, there were a lot of stories, there was a lot of coverage. I understand that what some people didn't like, but ultimately, we got to serve both sides of it.
Matt Stevens, reporter and columnist for the Fort Collins Coloradoan, was our guest. Hey, as you mentioned, you are a graduate of CSU. Taking yourself outside of your role as reporter, do you want to see an on-campus stadium as a CSU grad? Do you think it's in CSU's best interest?
You know, at first, before I moved back to take this job, and I was living in Arkansas, and the idea first surfaced, I kind of thought, what the heck are they doing? There's really no reason for it. For a while, even after moving here, I live really close to Hughes Stadium, so it's kind of been nice just to walk or ride my bike on game days. But I think that, you know, I really couldn't care. I didn't care which way it went. I saw benefits on both sides. But the further the debate went along, I think the more, personally, I thought, you know, go ahead and build this thing because I grew up going to Oklahoma State games. I mean, my family's had season tickets in Stillwater for as long as I can remember. And just the feeling you get on campus on game days is just remarkable. Even when the team's not that good, everyone comes out. The tailgating is something special. And granted, tailgating is something they're really going to have to work out on the new on-campus stadium. But it's a good feeling. You bring alumni back. I always got to, see where my mom and dad, where their dorms were, where classrooms were. I mean, I could tell you a lot of names of buildings on that campus, even though I never went to school there, just from going with my parents and enjoying stuff with my family. So ultimately, I think it was a pretty good decision. But truth is, we have to be honest that CSU fans, no matter how diehard, no matter how bad they want that new stadium, and it's going to happen, as we know, in a way, they're going to miss Hughes. You're going to miss going to those games. There's a few memories there that just growing up in a culture that you'll miss. And simply because your parents are going to games at a new place. I mean, when I go back to Oklahoma State reference, and, you know, it used to be Lewis Field before on that same site, Boone Pickens started donating all that money. And I miss, you know, just some of the memories of that old rusty, my nickname was Rust-Oleum Stadium, just because of some of the games I saw there as a kid and in that smaller atmosphere. So everyone's going to miss it a little bit, but in the end, I think it's a pretty good thing.
As a CSU grad, it's interesting that, you know, you are now you share the beat with Kelly on a lot of areas, but your coverage of CSU, I don't know how common it is. I mean, we've seen in Denver media, there's been a lot of CU people covering CSU on the beat as well. So, but as I also wrote for the Collegian and I wrote for the Coloradan for years as well. For me, when I had to cover CSU events, I found it pretty easy to flip the switch and write objectively. Have you found it to be a challenge at all? I mean, it's probably second hat to you since you've done it for so long now. It doesn't appear that you have any trouble with that. I think some fans think you might lean the opposite way and be a little too anti or too hard on CSU. What's your take on that?
It's not that difficult for me. I mean, when you got, I want Colorado State to win because I'm covering Colorado State, and it's more fun to cover a happy locker room. It's more fun to go cover bowl games, the NCAA tournament, just to be watching teams you really don't care about on TV. Happy locker room is a fun thing to cover, so that's what made this football season just so great was all that. But to me, it's not that hard for me to try to be more objective. I know on Twitter, fans of opposite teams will call me a homer, and then fans of CSU will say I'm anti-CSU. I guess I can't figure out which side I'm on. But the truth is, it'll be interesting for me next year, because I remember talking to you after the bowl game out there in Las Vegas, and those are the last guys for the senior class that, from when I was a student, and guys that I knew coming up to the recruiting, Mason Myers, Bernard Blake, and I have had a great relationship throughout the years. And it's just, I don't have the, you know, it's not that I have some guys I do, but it's this deep personal connection with the individual players on the team anymore, just because they weren't there when I was a student. You know, I wasn't going to classes with them. So that was something special that, you know, I really had for the past 3 years. Kind of the same way when Dwight Smith left. He was the last guy from when I was a student that I was covering on the CSU basketball team. So it'll be interesting, you know, going down the road, just see how things go. But hey, I still love this job. It's fun to do. Sometimes the folks say I'm too critical. Also, had tended to be with coaches and stuff like that, and some of the ways they might have treated a player or whatnot. And ultimately, I like to advocate for student-athletes. I mean, that's the truth. Guys who, you know, they're on scholarship and the school's giving them that, but they're also, you know, they took a chance to go play at school. And some of the stories you hear, you know, not everyone's going to like every coach, but then you start seeing evidence backed up and stuff, and it's like, man, this guy deserves to have his story told. And there's some good evidence backing what he or she has said. And so that's another part where I think student-athletes deserve to be represented quite a bit.
Matt Stevens, reporter and columnist for the Fort Collins Coloradoan, is our guest tonight. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with Matt about the football season, the hiring of Mike Bobo, his staff that he just completed this week, and we'll talk much more football as well as basketball. A lot of hoops to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break. I am Joel Cantalamessa. You are listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.